Sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
And I am Justin Sakarica.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
I'm ready, man. We got a packed house tonight. Just yeah. Get by here. Yeah.
five or six cancellations. And
yeah.
I'm going to leave that in because passive aggressiveness, I guess.
No.
I'm not going to name the names, though. Actually, you know, it might be a good thing that you and me are the only ones on, because my idea is really dark, too.
Well, let's hear it.
So, I like to think about, like, the Tesla bot and the Boston Dynamics bot.
Yeah.
And my thought in regard to all these robots and AI, like, once the robots can actually do stuff, I was thinking about, like, robots helping you around the house, and the thought popped into my head about prisoners and ankle bracelets and like letting prisoners out of prison early. And my thought was, let's say you have somebody who committed like domestic violence or something, like they have a temper, but they're not like actively trying to murder their spouse, or they're an alcoholic. They lose control, self-control.
Yeah.
Let's say there's a program where, okay, we're going to let you out of prison early if you surrender your arms, like we chop off your arms, because then it's hard to commit domestic violence without arms, you know. And in exchange, they give you a Tesla bot that can cook for you, can help you use a bathroom,
yeah,
help you like do all the chores. So it's not as much of a detriment to your life. And you're also not burdening like their mother to take care of them. So you're not harming other people by making them a burden.
Mm-hmm.
That's the general idea, is a sort of a AI robot probation supervisor. So basically maiming somebody so they can't commit crime, and then giving them a robot to take care of day-to-day stuff so they're not incapacitated.
Gotcha. So basically, it's like, hey, like, I'm willing to sacrifice whatever's tied to the crime I committed to be released early, and I get, like, an AI buddy bot to help me out.
Yeah. Any thoughts?
Oh, no. I mean, I think it'd be a great idea, because I think, you know, I think you'd see a lot of people who were spending life in prison out because they wouldn't want to be in there. You know, so obviously, like, if they, you would probably see a lot of people missing arms because, you know, like, if they shot somebody or they stabbed somebody, you know, you're going to take their arms off. Tank top sales would go through the roof, able to wear. But, yeah, but what if they could somehow program their AI bot to then do the crime for them? Is that a possibility, or would it be, like, programmed to where it wouldn't be able to commit a crime?
I hadn't thought of that. I guess that's a risk.
Yeah, because what if the guy is, like, real smart? What would you do with, like, a guy like Stephen Hawking committed a crime? Because he was basically incapacitated, and, like, you know, what if he went to jail for, like, you heard about Stephen Hawking, right?
Uh-huh, and the Epstein thing, too,
I mean, like, that makes no sense to me, because how the fuck... Anywho, but like, yeah, like if you get somebody who's super smart, they could probably like program the robot to then help them commit crimes.
First of all, you wouldn't do it for everyone. And second of all, I think you'd have to make it a choice. Like you couldn't just sentence somebody, we find you guilty, here, go to the arm chopping station. I don't think that would be moral, but yeah, so you give them the choice. So you wouldn't let the genius computer guy out. You could easily have robots that don't have programming ports, like USB, no Wi-Fi reprogramming. So you'd have to at least like saw into it. I mean, you could make it hard. So I thought part of it would be like a supervisor. So not only is it doing chores for you, it's also monitoring you.
Oh, okay. So it kind of becomes like your parent or your supervisor, sort of.
Yeah. And you could also give ankle bracelets if you didn't cut off from the ankle. Yeah. So it could be a combination of things. It could even be like, okay, we're not going to chop off your arms, but we're going to put like an exoskeleton that can, like, if it detects you're doing something evil, it can like lock your arm straight or lock your arm down. Like a, I don't, this is a weird thought, but like a chastity cage for your arms, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like it has to be worn, like you can't take it off. It's physically around your shoulders and like welded on.
Yeah, it's like a metal straitjacket, essentially.
Metal straitjacket.
Now, what happens, okay, let's say somebody goes to prison, they get convicted of a crime, then they want to get out and have the little AI bot, and you do end up maiming them and taking their arms, and then they are later exonerated of their crime, then what happens?
Apology.
Sorry about your arms, buddy.
Well, eventually they'll be able to put, like, better arms that like incorporate with the nervous system, but I don't think they're there yet.
So like, let's say someone gets convicted of 20 years in prison, they spend 2 years and then they get out with the buddy bot. Does like the AI bot stay with them for the remainder of what would have been their sentence, or is it like a lifetime thing?
I guess if you're like chopping off the arms, it would have to be a lifetime thing. But I guess the assumption is that everybody's going to have AI bots anyway at some point. So yeah. It's not like too big of a cost for like the state to like make sure they always have a buddy bot.
Would it only be for violent crimes? Because what about like non-violent crimes, like identity theft?
I don't think it would work for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't deter the crime. I mean, you could have, maybe you could have it like the exoskeleton as like a more powerful ankle bracelet that like if you try to leave the house, or if you try to get near a computer, because it's monitoring you also.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have it for nonviolent crimes, using the AI to like monitor you and make sure you don't do whatever the crime was. But I'd probably start with the violent crimes because the AI isn't quite there yet.
Yeah. And
chopping off of the arms.
Yeah.
Although the AI for doing the chores isn't quite there yet either, but close. Couple years, maybe.
We're getting there, yeah.
The t-shirt is the hardest piece of clothing to fold. And if there were no arms, you could maybe make an easy foldable t-shirt.
Oh, like I said, man, like if someone gets their arms chopped off, they're going to be wearing nothing but tank tops, you know, or cutoffs, or vests.
Cutoffs.
Literally. Don't need sleeves anymore. So would there be different brands of the AI bot, like, or would it only be one company making them?
I don't think we should trust that to a monopoly. I think there should be competition in the...
I agree.
Let's
say that you went to prison for drunk driving. Would they take away your liver? Or would... The alcoholism would probably already do that for you.
Isn't there some sort of like chemical that like so completely takes away the addiction that it's not satisfying to do some of the drugs? Maybe not alcohol, but
you might be thinking of, there's a drug called Anabuse that if you drink alcohol on Anabuse, it makes you violently ill. So it's a way of preventing people from drinking.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you could. Try things for like weird crimes like alcohol and like and also I don't know, maybe you don't, it's not pure prevention, it is punishment too.
So
if you kill somebody drunk driving, you kind of want to punish them in addition to not letting them drive. Maybe off with the arms.
Off with the arms, or like if somebody commits bestiality, they're not allowed to ever go to the zoo again. But I'm pretty sure that's like normal. If you do that, you can't ever go to a zoo. So
I don't think they check your ID though when you go in the zoo.
But if you get put in prison for bestiality, your shit's gonna be all over the news and everyone's gonna know who you are.
Really? I would think they would be, I don't know how popular bestiality is.
I hope not.
There's the thing, like you can only remember like so many hundred people in your head at any given time. How many of those people are devoted to BCL?
That's a good point.
Oh, so for back to my idea with the prisoners. So here's how I think it might backfire, though. So let's say you're a domestic violence perpetrator.
Mm-hmm.
you agree to get out of prison. They chop off your arms. You go back and live with your family. And so now they know they can fuck with you and you can't hit them. So it could be like the wife, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? I'm going to take this thing. I'm going to spit in your face. You can't do shit. What are you going to do about it? Is it just going to like cause the family to like take advantage of this person and like taunt them and like coax them into murder or whatever if they'd have no arms?
I mean, I'm sure it would, but like if I got my arms lobbed off and I'm out with my AI thing, I'm sure the AI is recording all your activity. And if somebody spits in my face, that's considered assault. Actually, no, I'm sorry. It's considered battery, not assault. Assault's verbal, battery's physical. I will sue him and say, hey, he spit in my face, or they spit in my face. He could have got me sick. And then they're going to get their goddamn tongue cut out and have a little AI bot in their mouth. So it'll be revenge. And then they won't be able to spit anymore. They'll take their saliva glands out and they'll have dry mouth.
Here's another thought that I had. So there's a trade-off on like what crimes you commit, like what's riskier now, like based on like, I think Ring cameras have probably deterred like home invasions a bit. Mm-hmm. And so people are doing more shoplifting instead. So it's like, let's say one out of every 20 households has some badass criminal in it. Like, would it be risky to invade houses if there's criminals in houses everywhere that could beat your ass, assuming they have arms?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it'd be a pretty good deterrent, actually.
Or they might not want to. I don't know if there's like that much of a brotherhood of the criminals. Like, oh, I didn't know there was another evil criminal here. I'll let you go. I'll leave without stealing your shit because you're also a thief. I don't think that that's a real thing, but maybe to some degree.
Yeah, I'm sure it is to some degree.
If they're in the same gang or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe it could deter crime in a weird way. Yeah, that's all I had with that. If you were a prisoner, would you rather be in prison with arms or let out and have your arms lopped off?
Oh, man. I mean, honestly, man, I like my arms, dude. Like, but it probably depends on what prison I'm in and what's going on in prison and how long I'm going to be in there, you know? But yeah, I like my arms, man. They're, you know, I use them every day. So,
well, you don't have a Tesla bot either.
I don't. You know what? Maybe could I do like a test run, like get like handcuffed for a while and just kind of go around like with a Tesla bot and see what happens?
Yeah, that's a good thought. Maybe they have like a, you know how they have like the conjugal visit house or whatever in like Shawshank Redemption. That could be the no arm testing house.
Yeah.
Like in the prison. Like, can you do your day to day without arms?
Yeah. Because what if, like, you got, like, a like your nose itches, your head itches, or, you know.
Well, the robot can rub your nose. Hey, robot, rub my nose.
Does the robot have
soft... Please don't stab me in the eyes on accident.
Yeah, does the robot have soft hands? Because what if I want to back off, you know?
Well, it'll feel better, wouldn't it? Because it's not you. It's an
external entity. Hands. It can't have these, like, fucking metal lobster claws.
Might be cold hands.
That wouldn't be good.
Tesla bot, stick your hands on the oven for 20 seconds to warm them up. Tesla bot.
Oh, these poor Tesla bots. That's when the real AI revolution begins, when guys getting their arms lobbed off or making them jack them off.
I don't know, if you had a Tesla bot to get you off, would you choose to get a handy, or would you get a other attachment?
You know, I would probably
hold the fleshlight, Tesla bot.
I would just get a fleshlight, honestly, because I don't know. It's dirtier to say that you fucked a robot, but for some reason, getting a hand job from a robot just seems trashier to me. I don't
Tesla
know why.
Bot, mount this fleshlight to the wall.
Yeah.
Clean it out.
Yeah.
Tesla bot, clean this thing.
Yeah. A handy seems just like, it just sounds better to say that I fucked a robot, or a robot helped me fuck a fleshlight than getting a handy from a robot.
Would you call it Tesla bot, or would you call it? Would you say Elon?
I'm sure. Elon, if it's
grab
if
this flashlight.
Now, if it's giving me hand jobs, no way.
Now it's like Elon is your slave. Like everything, you're telling Elon to do stuff. So people who hate Elon might like name their Tesla bot Elon because they could fantasize about Elon being their slave.
Gotcha. I don't hate Elon though, so I would call it like.
Neither do I.
I'd call it like Charlene or something. I don't
give
know.
It a female. Yeah, I would. If I had to choose a masculine or feminine, maybe I wouldn't get it like pink. Or, like, too feminine to, like, creep out people who come to visit. But I would give it a female name.
If I'm fucking it or it's giving me a hand job, it's definitely getting a female name. So, yeah. It could be pink, purple, but, yeah, if I'm fucking that thing, it's going to be female.
I'd go for feminine voice, British accent.
Yeah. Good morning, Tom. Ready for your handy?
Yeah, but sounding more like...
Kate Beckinsale?
Kate Beckinsale or...
Elizabeth Hurley?
Elizabeth Hurley, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting one of these fucking AI bots. Take my arms off.
Sold.
Give me a sexy British robot. I'll take one.
Another thing it could be used for... So I have a cousin, I don't want to get into too much detail here, with mental disabilities. And when he was like 20, he was at a family thing. When we were playing Uno, and he couldn't remember to say Uno, so I would get him and forgot to say Uno every time, and I thought it was so funny. But he was, like, just above the IQ of, like, being legally mentally disabled. And
so he was like Forrest Gump?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Like SpongeBob. We used to watch SpongeBob and cartoons and talk like a kid or whatever.
Okay.
And he committed a horrific sex crime.
Oh, Jesus.
And got, it's really sad, he got treated as an adult and got sent to Gen Pop with other criminals, even though he's this man-child. And that's always struck me as very, very sad that he didn't get sent to, like, a mental place, like, a more peaceful place.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was like, I don't know how many IQ points above the limit, but not a lot.
Yeah.
But he always, it was a scary thing because he was kind of like a Lenny character. Like he got to be like, he had a hunchback, but he was still about my height, 6'1". So he was maybe 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, he's a big dude.
300 plus pounds, like scary. And it's like sometimes when people are a little mentally disabled, they give them hormone blockers or whatever to keep them from getting too tall and unmanageable.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that. But something like this, like, okay, we can let him out. His parents can take care of him somewhat, but it's limiting him from doing certain things. Like, I don't know why they couldn't just give him an ankle bracelet now and live with his parents, but... It could, for mentally disabled people, it could be maybe not chopping off the arms because it seems a little inhumane, especially if they haven't committed a crime yet.
Yeah, it's pretty excessive.
But like some sort of more humane version of a thing that keeps them from being out in public and like scaring people, like possibly wielding a samurai sword in some weird mental break or whatever. But they can sort of not be in prison either. Not being in a mental institution either, just to kill the mood of the fun. But legit, it might be a thing, like maybe more of the exoskeleton approach or something.
Yeah,
with the AI watching what they're doing, than the lopping off of the arms. But yeah, that could be a thing.
It's like a robot watchdog over you 24/7.
Yeah, robot watchdog with some sort of means of stopping horrible things other than just alerting the cops that might take 40 minutes to get there. Maybe some sort of limiting of your movement or shocking you or
I'm sure they're
tranking you, like trank, down you go.
I'm sure they're going to have built in like stun guns or tranquilizer. If they're going to be watching formerly violent people, they're going to have a way of incapacitating you.
They gave my mom a delayed drug injection thing that they stuck on her arm And then like 24 hours later, it would start injecting the drug, and then she could just take it off and throw it away.
That's weird.
Because that way she wouldn't have to come in 2 days in a row.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was meant to like rebuild up the immune system, but they couldn't give it the same day as the chemo. It had to be afterwards.
Gotcha. And
they don't. I guess they don't let people like inject their body with stuff. That you need to be trained to do a needle and.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it depends on the kind of drug too. It's probably a pretty strong medication if they're not going to let her do it herself.
But yeah, maybe they could have a patch on you, like under an ankle bracelet or in conjunction with it, where you start doing the crime and psh, it tranks you like a bear in the woods.
Yep.
Down you go.
Yeah. Hopefully one of the bears that's not trying to kill me.
Hopefully not. Yeah, hopefully not while a bear is trying to kill you.
Yeah. But no, yeah, it's a good idea in theory, man. I think it could help rehabilitate a lot of people. Some people will get maimed, but you know what? Maybe being maimed is part of the punishment of the crime.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe people think I'm a monster when I post this on Facebook and Twitter. They'll be like, you monster, you want to cut off people's arms.
I'm sure worse ideas have been talked about on here before.
Did I tell you about the one that got a couple thousand people on Twitter angry from the podcast?
Really? No, I would love to hear this.
So the idea evolved into, let's say you're a parent and you have a teenager who has a car and you don't want them to stay out late. So what you do, you have the Cinderella app, and if they're not home yet and it's past their curfew, you press the button and it causes one of their taillights to go out. That way they get pulled over. So it's a way to try to keep your kid from staying out past curfew, and especially drinking past curfew, because it would make it so they're likely to get pulled over.
And that caused people to get upset?
Yeah, because it was like at the height of like the police scandals and stuff. Like,
what the fuck
the police might pull the kid over and shoot him, and it's like you're giving the police a license to murder your child.
Goddamn dumb. I hope people get mad at mine. They can kiss my ass. It's a fucking fun podcast. People get so goddamn upset over the dumbest shit. I swear to God, man.
And actually, I think I got a few followers out of that, but
it's
random that that one was the one.
Anybody doesn't like what I'm saying, you can kiss my fucking ass. It's a fun podcast, man. We're having a good time. People are too sensitive nowadays.
I think the thing about that, the Cinderella app, though, for a while, like early during COVID, I had a lot of free time, so I started making thumbnails of what the app was.
Okay.
So I had like a picture of a car with the taillight out, and like I don't remember exactly what it looked like, but it caught people's attention as like they thought it was real.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I swear, man, like fucking people are stupid, man.
Any shows you want to promote?
Just follow Random Banana Entertainment on Instagram. I've got shows at Bearded Lamb in Plymouth, Michigan. I've got Dearborn Brewing in Dearborn, Michigan. Downey Brewing Company in Dearborn, Michigan. Rusted Crow Distillery in Dearborn Heights. And Rusted Crow on the Lake in Belleville.
Awesome. I have a Twitch channel called Gamey McFitness, where I game on my homemade video game controllers connected to fitness machines.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.